For the Happy Missing Bay River Natural Resources Board of Directors meeting, please raise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'd like to announce that the procedures that will be used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear each subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt directors' discussion or action. Thank you. With that, quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Fred Conley.
Here.
John Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Here.
Steven.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Woodle.
Here.
And Chairperson.
Present. Agenda item number 4, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
The motion and a second. Roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Moving on to Agenda 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
A few motions in a second. Roll call on the motion.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes. Agenda item 6, the affidavit of proof of publication that will become part of the permanent record of this evening's meeting. Moving on to agenda item 8, agency and association reports. Starting off, 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service report. We have a written report this evening from Neil Jensen, so he will not be presenting. So moving on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Each year, the NARD gives awards out to various individuals, such as Director of the Year, Educator of the Year, Outstanding Tree Planter. There's a number of awards. We're in a unique position where we have an award for the Hall of Fame, NRD Hall of Fame. And we have a general manager in the Lower Platte South NRD that is retiring this year, Glenn Johnson. And I think this gentleman is very deserving of the Hall of Fame award. And I'd like to place a nomination, his name, so that his name could be placed in nomination for the award, which would be determined by the NARD Executive Board. But I would like to make a motion that we nominate Glenn Johnson to the Hall of Fame.
I will second that. Glenn's an outstanding individual. My entire time on here, he's an outstanding guy. Love him.
Second. I would certainly reflect those statements. Any comments from the board? Public? Seeing none, roll call on Director Teaser's motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Mr. Chair, I have no other report. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Teaser. 8C, legislative report, Hush Blackwell.
Thank you. Tim Gay and Steve Gross with Hush Blackwell. Well, we wrapped up legislative session. Obviously, well, there's one day left for a veto override if there are any, but so who knows what that will be. But as far as your concerns, we've two handouts that we handed out that you can peruse through. This one's a lengthier one. It has all the bills where they're at. But we're just going to talk about a few. The main one would be the budget. The money was in there for the off-it levy system, as you know. I won't get into all of that because we've been there, but that's done. There'll be a 7-Eleven Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force that you talked about, Director. That was in LB 1038, sent to the governor, so should be continued. So that's going on. A couple other things. The very last day of the session, Sarah Klowski's bicycle bill was more controversial than I thought it would be. But anyway, the very last day, they were arguing that. It ended up passing, and they're going to go back and forth. I've got to look at most of it, to be honest with you, what's going to change. I think most of the argument was liability and, you know, how you can prove somebody did or didn't take a trail. Anyway, they went on and on. It was one of the last bills of the legislature. I had left at that point to go to another thing, but it's out there. One of the ones we brought up, electronic voting devices, is a bill. You don't have to do it. It's not mandatory as the other bill wanted. So it's there again. There are several large entities, the way I understood it, Steve, that they go through roll call votes again and again and again. So they just wanted to do away with that, dispense of that, and make it easier. So you can look into that if you want to. Other than that, a lot of the other things, well, one of those ones we were watching, I think we covered this last time, Senator Klowski's bill on the bonding. Obviously, it didn't, last time we reported it, didn't go anywhere. I know that will be probably brought up again if he wins re-election. He's up for re-election. I did look at the interim study list. Steve and I both have to read it one more time, but we took a quick glance. I didn't catch a whole lot of things, quite honestly, that we'd be following for you. We'll look through them again for the nuances in them, but I didn't see a whole lot. That could be a couple reasons. The chairman's leaving. Several of the people on the Natural Resources Committee or probably want to be on other committees will be leaving that committee, so they didn't do studies. There just wasn't a whole lot, quite honestly, going on natural resources this year. So when new people get elected, they're going to probably look into that. So we're in the second term of term limits, that second round. And one of the things we'll do this summer again would be there's 28 seats up for election. 11 of those are just open. Incumbents are leaving and they're open. So we'll see how those turn out. And there's another 16, I think. There's 16 where the incumbents are coming back and they may or may not have an opponent. John, did you get that?
I sent it to everyone.
Okay. I was going to print it out, but my printer didn't work when I was coming here. We've got a 49-page document sent your way. Covers. Ron did a great job on that. It's his annual update. But anyway, it's 49 pages. Shows the districts, a little spiel about the candidates, what their background is, best we could find out. But as we get through the May 10th primary, that'll be narrowed down in many of those cases. But in some of these cases, there's five people running. So after May, we can get you updated on who's out there. Go talk with them. I think that'll be very important, again, to have, you know, the general manager talk to them or any of you, get their views just so they're educated on what you do in general, because they may not know. So that's always helpful. And we'll see next year again who's going to be on what committees and all those things. So that'll be taking a lot of our time this summer. Other things that you wanted to get to?
I would just mention that a couple of these bills were passed so recently that they're still on the governor's desk. They've not been signed yet. That includes LB 1038, which includes the Riparian Vegetation Management Task Force. With no reason to believe he wouldn't sign it, but it's on his desk.
Yeah, I don't think he's vetoed. A lot of these bills are too. Just they got thrown in. Speaker priorities, consent. They just threw them all up there, and who knows what was going to happen with Ernie Chambers doing what he does. So they got kind of lucky on the consent calendar, and a lot of these bills were thrown in there. So we're still kind of catching up with those last 2 weeks. It's just busy as can be. But hey, like I say, the main things we had been following are on here. Some have passed. Some just didn't. They just, you know, like I say, the bonding bill, but and other things. On that, John, do you want to update on anything else?
No, not right now.
Yeah. Or any other questions on any other things that, like I say, I was very surprised, though, looking through the interim studies that I did not catch a lot of things that just stood out and said, oh, we got to follow that. But who knows? But I think there were quite a few, not as many as usual, probably because of people leaving. But even some of those senators who are term limited, they're chairman of a committee and they're doing studies. And there's several out there just floating around that every year they say natural resources will just throw one in and say, to study issues affecting natural resources. So there's a lot of property tax studies going on as well that we will follow. Who gets taxed, what we're doing, subdivisions, how they get it. There's a couple of retirement, that shouldn't affect you a whole lot, retirement bills, things like that.
The only other thing I'd mention is that the Natural Resources Commission is meeting Tuesday in Kearney. Because, as you know, the legislature separately appropriated $13.7 million for the Offutt Levee project, but the projects that were forwarded by Director Fassett for consideration by the scoring committee were scored, and it will be up to the full commission now to determine whether to accept or reject the recommendations of the scoring committee. They only recommended funding three of the large projects, and so there's a lot of concern from a lot of sources about how that committee is functioning.
It's a very large committee, you know.
Director Conley,
yeah, I have a question about the last item on the page. What's the issue regarding the hearing affairs reducing environmental trust 44% to 26% increased education? What's the controversy around?
It was basically just an attempt to shift money away from the environmental trust fund from the lottery proceeds and shift that over to education. But the committee, the General Affairs Committee, voted to indefinitely postpone that amendment, so it never even made it out of committee. It was just a shift in where the money would go.
What's the controversy in that? There's a lot of money at stake of where it's going, and it's like the healthcare cash fund. There's so many different things that are funded from that. Mm-hmm. So it is a big deal. A lot of that is environmental, of course, catch your concern, recycling programs, all sorts of things that would probably you'd want to know about. It didn't go anywhere, but just the idea, that's why it was on there. One more thing, too, Steve, you bring up, not to labor the point on this, but one of the senators will come back. He has no opponent. It would be Senator Dan Watermeyer, who's been a consistent proponent. He's a former NRD member, gets it. He's on the Appropriations Committee. Whether he'll be Appropriations Chair or not, I don't know. But either way, he's a pretty powerful senator. He will be coming back. We'll stay in close touch with him. I know General Manager Winkler talks to him quite a bit on a lot of these different issues, and others of you do too, I know. But that's a pretty important one to watch. He's on appropriations. He understands it. Senator Kowalski, his reelection, he's been a strong supporter. So there'll be people coming back, we hope. That'll be very good. It's just the others, who knows. So.
Director Leahy?
Yeah. The bicycle bill, LB 716. Is there any reason to think the governor may veto that, or?
There was, as Tim said, there was more controversy on the floor of the legislature than was expected. There was an amendment adopted to that bill on the floor. I have no reason to believe that it would be vetoed.
And then LB 737 is changing the wastewater treatment facilities construction assistance. What's that about? I mean, why?
Yeah, I don't know all the details of what that is. It wasn't one that I guess was all that controversial. They're just changing some details of how that act works. It was, in fact, it was so non-controversial that it was signed clear back in February by the governor.
Yes, on the riparian bill, did you happen to catch if it's going to be statewide or only fully over-appropriated?
I think, well, there was language in the bill for any basin that was or had ever been declared to be over or fully appropriated, I believe. I'll get you a copy of that. That is an answer.
You need to know where well,
yeah.
to look at.
Right. If you
could, Platte River.
Yeah, well, in our district, you know, so.
Yeah.
I appreciate it if you let me know.
Okay. I'll get you the final reading copy of the slip.
And also on that one, we'll call the bill sponsor because sometimes they write them just very broad, but they have specific, and here's where it's going to go. So we'll check with the bill sponsor, too. I thought that was all directed.
I know it's going both ways. It slipped out a few times, so I didn't know how to handle it. So.
Yeah.
one thing I've found out, it's best just to call the senator who did it and say, what did you really mean by this? Because even the people when they're reading it, like, who knows? We'll find out.
Thank you.
All right, any further questions? Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
Moving on to 8D, the Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance report. We have a written report from Megan Sittler, but I believe Eric Williams has an update for us as well.
Yep. Good evening. Just brief verbal update. I met with Megan and with USGS on Monday morning, following up on the water quality monitoring network that we had talked about a few months ago. So all of the stations have been deployed now, including the new site at Lashara, and they started receiving data at the beginning of last week. The main focus of the meeting was, Director Teaser, following up on your request to have that information more publicly available. We worked through the tool to request either email or text notification, and it looks like they can make some modifications to the way that is available, both from the existing sites and the new site. And they are considering making the projected or calculated data, including E. coli and other things that aren't directly measured, also available through those alerts. So some modifications to that system and improvements for the future are being considered. And then at the upcoming Alliance meeting, the quarterly meeting, we'll probably discuss some potential budgeting from the Alliance towards sharing some of that water quality data and making that more publicly available through a comprehensive app on a phone, either a native-built app that people could download or a built-for-web app so that people could request information, have proactive notification, or go and get that information and find out if there are water quality concerns based on the data from that water quality monitoring network.
Well, if we're looking at a national water trail, let's not go overboard in spending money because, you know, that would be, could be included in that. And so,
right. Yep. So we're, and we talked about that as well, that there's, this is just kind of preliminary. Is this something that we would need to do? And could one app that highlights some of the recreation opportunities, shows landings, put in and take out spots, as well as has water quality information, could that all be incorporated into one location? So we're at kind of preliminary stages now, but based on the discussion we had about the stations for the monitoring, we wanted to follow up and see how we can make that more available.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is there a map with the proposed bike trail yet that's going to, down through the Platte?
So there's not a bike trail by the Platte per se. There's a water trail that's being proposed, and that means that designating a section of the river as a water trail. The National Park Service, I haven't actually attended the recreation plan meetings, but my understanding is that a designation as a water trail just means that the National Park Service recognizes you are managing the waterway in a way that is helpful and conducive to recreation activities. So you don't actually have to take any additional actions. You just need to demonstrate to them, we are managing this section of the Platte River specifically for kayak and canoe recreation use. And so they then recognize you and indicate, yes, you are managing this according to guidelines that would be appropriate for recreational users. So it's a water trail, not a bike trail. It's just a designation on what would be where people would be using the river for recreation.
All right. The only reason I said a bike trail is because that's what it was advertised for a public hearing on the radio.
So there is some discussion about ways to get people to the river as well. So the potential to develop bike trails from some of the cities down to the Platte or other ways for people to get to the recreation areas on the river and then engage along the river as well. But the first part is the water trail designation. That's the first effort that they're working with on the with the Park Service.
And they don't have them. They have a proposed map yet for these facilities?
I'm not sure. They did three public meetings, and so the Park Service and the Megan representing the Alliance helped to coordinate public input, and I don't think that has been translated into any next steps yet. They had kind of some preliminary information, but I don't have that with me. I could try and track that down if you'd like a copy of the meeting information.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I attended some of those meetings. The bicycle trails, for example, they were looking to connect a bicycle trail in Fremont with the current trail and try to work it down to Hormel Park, for example, which is a boat ramp in at Fremont, south of Fremont. I have some reservations. The proposal is to make a water trail from Columbus all the way down to the mouth of of the Platte River. And I expressed my concerns with General Manager Winkler that fire and rescue costs could be exceedingly high during times of emergency and times of high water. How do you control it? Where do the people go? And so I spoke to Megan extensively about this, possibly doing it in segments. There might be an area from Columbus or North Bend down to Fremont, and then maybe from Platte River Landing in Western Douglas County to Mahoney State Park, and then do it in segments rather than have a declaration of 110 miles, which I think would be really very, very hard to police and be a real burden on fire and rescue. So we're learning that right now on the Elkhorn River. And I guess I'll shut up at this point.
Thank you, Director. Is there any further questions for Eric? Thanks so much. All right, moving right along to agenda item 9, subcommittee reports. 9A, the ad hoc consult selection subcommittee for the Zirinsky Water Basin number 2 project professional services. Once again, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, bear with me, please. Be it resolved, the minutes of the April 12, 2016 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee for Zirinsky Water Basin 2 Professional Services Contract are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Zirinsky Water Quality Basin number 2 Professional Service Contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute professional service agreement with HDR Engineering for Phase 1 of the Zirinsky Water Quality Basin 2 project, not to exceed the amount of $470,200, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and fully informed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
There's a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonin.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Sheriff.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. And 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the April 12, 2016 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1, this is the second addendum to an Interlocal Cooperative Act Agreement, Bellevue Riverfront Development. Subcommittee recommends that the second addendum to the interlocal agreement between the City of Bellevue, Nebraska, and the Papio, Missouri NRD for Bellevue Riverfront Development be approved, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as informed by District Legal Counsel, and that the General Manager be authorized to execute the second addendum for an additional 2-year commitment of district funds not to exceed 50% of the project costs, up to a maximum of $720,000 per year, totaling $1.44 million, beginning in fiscal year 2017, and I so move.
If a motion on the table, is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Jeff.
I'd like to speak to the gentleman from Bellevue. I've got a couple questions.
Jeff. Eagle Street.
Good evening. If you'd be so kind, please identify yourself for the record.
Good evening. Jeff Roberts. I'm the Public Works Director for the City of Bellevue.
Thank you.
Did the City of Bellevue get reimbursed for the damages from FEMA?
Yes, we've gotten 100% of our recovery money from that.
And why can't that fund that you received pay for this project?
The funds that we received from FEMA was, let me think here. That was all upfront money first, and then we were reimbursed for what we had put into it. So that just recouped the money that we put into it.
Those funds reimburse what your expenses are.
Correct.
They're not to be used for
new projects. It's the city upfronts and that funds and then waits about 3 to 4 years before they recuperate the funds from FEMA. So it's
That money come out of our general fund, which had to go back in the general fund to pay for normal expenses of the city.
So you use the reimbursement from the FEMA for general expenses?
Well, that's where it came from to begin with, the general expenses.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Director Jett?
No.
Lindy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Ross?
Dang.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
Are you recording on these?
Motion carries 9A, 1A, and 1 abstention.
Now moving on to item 2, is amendment to the sport fish restoration grant with Nebraska Game and Parks for Dam Site 15A. Subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute the amendment to the agreement with between the district and Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for 75% funding for the Papio Dam Site 15A project through the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Program in the amount of $1,125,000. And I so move.
I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak at this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Lindy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Ross?
No.
Jeff?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Motion carries 10A, 1A.
Next item is item 3, interlocal agreement with the Village of Arlington for the Arlington Floodplain Buyout Program. Subcommittee recommends the general manager be authorized to execute the interlocal agreement between the district and the Village of Arlington and to initiate the application process to obtain federal funding for the Arlington Floodplain Buyout Program, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as informed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Caesar?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
No.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Ross?
Abstain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Motion carries 9A.
Moving on to item 4 is your bids for the Elkhorn Crossing Recreation Area Improvements. Subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Dostal's Construction Company, Inc. for the construction of the Elkhorn Crossing Recreation Area Improvements for a not-to-exceed bid amount of $136,800, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as due form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Jeff?
No.
Leahy?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Item 5 are bids for the Big and Little Papio Channels, L Street Bridges Trail Stabilization Project. Subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Bayshore Construction for the construction of the Big and Little Papio Channels, L Street Bridges Trail Stabilization Project in a not-to-exceed amount of $155,723. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as due form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
And we once again have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff, directors, Director Jaff.
I believe you said Amy Collins was the second low bid. Did they send a letter saying they accepted the... We'll accept that the other contractor got his bid in late.
Zach.
Yeah, to my knowledge, we have
the time was it 2 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, our clocks are off 2 minutes in, from office to office. So the time was of such insignificance that it really had no bearing on the bidding process. So it could be argued that the clock was wrong when they dropped it off.
Well, was it or wasn't it?
Well, I don't
you,
know.
You, got, you just got...
We allowed them to submit their bid, and the other bidder was notified.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Any further questions? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Udo.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 10-yea, 1-abstention.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to the next item, item 6, the FY 2017 Urban Cost Share Programs, do you want to take them all as a lump sum, or do you want to pull them out and vote on them separately?
I would say a lump sum unless there's a director that
wants to pull one out.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that wants to pull one out to discuss separately?
Huh? Discuss or vote?
Huh?
I want to discuss one of them, but I don't necessarily want to vote separate.
I think we discuss as the entire package.
Okay, we'll take them as a package then. We have the 2017 Urban Cost Share Programs. It consists of programs 6A through 6G inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to these items? Staff, directors, Director Thompson.
Yes, on item C, Urban Conservation Program, I can't get the attachment. I don't see it here. There's an application from Douglas County for $21,384, and I'm not sure who staffers. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they redid their parking lot, screwed up the runoff from their own parking lot, and want us to bail them out. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if it said that they. Oh, sorry.
Well, the application has said, hey, we redid the parking lot. Oh, now the water's running this way. We need $21,000 to help with the. I hope it's not a rain garden.
Right. I'm not sure I would say that they screwed up the parking lot per se, but they didn't. They probably
designed it. Yeah.
They didn't use best management practices for the stormwater that was from the redesign of the parking lot. So they probably should have on the front end rather than realizing that they didn't and then applying for a correction later.
They're not using their own policy as to why they didn't join the partnership and all that. Is that correct? Your opinion?
I actually haven't been to the site, and so, like I said, they probably should have done this originally with the parking lot construction, recognizing that more concrete area would create more runoff, but they didn't. They now have a problem, and they'd like to try and correct it. That's what was covered in the application.
Come budget time, I think we're going to look at that. I'd like to look at that very seriously especially with the relationship they have. They have established, not us. Where I think one of the last board meetings, it was told they want to secede from the NRD. So, but they want our money. I just think that's ludicrous. That's good. That's good, Eric. Thanks.
Yeah. Did you want to make a motion tonight?
I have a question. Well, like with every with all of these, it comes down subject to budget, and I think when we establish a budget, I'm going to make a motion at that time.
Professor Jeff, you had a question.
The Herman project.
Yes.
Will that, if you put a dike up there, will it surface drain, or have you even looked at it?
The Herman project did not have comprehensive engineering along with it. I think the intention is just for the city to do the construction, basically point and construct type of a berm to prevent the water from coming to the park. So we didn't get a chance to review any design that came along with that. We assume that they know what they're doing in their construction practices, and that if it doesn't function properly, it would be on them. They will be expected to sign the operation and maintenance agreement. So if it doesn't function as designed and it does not prevent water from getting from the fields into the park, that would be on them to make any correction needed.
Well, I'm not worried about the water getting onto the park. I'm wondering it's going to pound on the farmer.
From the map and looking at Google Maps a little bit, there's a drainage ditch that runs to the east through the center of town. So in their written description, I think they intend to have the water drain south and then through that ditch and to the east and out. And it looks like that would function properly, but again, we didn't review any detailed engineering drawings on this one.
Any further questions from directors on six?
Director Thompson, I did want to point out that the Douglas County project does drain down essentially onto the Field Club Trail. So it is a project that does connect to other district-related work. And so I just to highlight that it's not causing problems on the trail now, but the stormwater does come down to an area where people do encounter natural resources in the area. So that was another reason that it was supported.
I've walked that area many, many times, hundreds of times, and there's a lot of territory between their 42nd Street and the Field Club Trail.
I
don't know why they're trying to brainwash you into that.
I just want to tell Kent that I spoke positively about his project.
I don't know why they brainwash Kent into telling you to that, but they have failed in their own best management practice, and I don't think that we need to support
this
that.
Could be the park is kind of on the side of the hill.
Mr. Chairman, I'll motion now to partition item C, 6C, excluding Douglas County.
Now he sits out,
so, I have a motion to exclude 6C, the Douglas County aspect of that. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second on the motion. Discussion on the motion. Mr. Newman, did you have any comments directly pertaining to this?
Not to the new motion.
Okay.
When we come back to the original motion.
This is an amendment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, to the amendment. Director Leahy.
Yeah, as I mentioned yesterday's meeting, I did think that was very interesting that the Douglas County project was on there. But I thought it was a good first project to start to repair relationships between our board and theirs, which is doing nothing to positively advance either's mission, our mission or theirs. All the only people that were hurt are the taxpayers with this. As far as maybe they screwed up the project and now they're coming to us, they're coming to us still within our projects or our program scope. So it's still something that we say that we would help entities do, whether or not they maybe screwed it up beforehand or after. You can take a look at a whole host of these projects and someone screwed up something somewhere down the line that we have to come now and help fix. You can say that about a lot of the dam sites that we have to put up, because that was people screwing up development decades ago that now we're here to come and help fix. So this kind of tit for tat, and they poked us in the eye and said, and one of their board members said something disparaging about our board, and so now let's poke them in the eye. This is doing nothing to help the taxpayers or help the community, and so who's going to suffer? Maybe the trail or just more erosion in that area, and we aren't going to look good, they aren't going to look good, so why are we going about doing this? The project fits the scope of our program. They're applying to us for the cost share. It's within our mission. Let's do it. So that's what I have to say.
All right, any further comments on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I made this motion just because we know that during our budgeting process, our funds will be tight, and I'd rather afford Douglas County the opportunity to use the time between now and September to develop an appropriate solution to their parking issue. If we put this off, their expectations are that their application may move forward, and they'll be looking for money where we just simply won't have it available. So I think it's doing Douglas County's constituents a favor to render a decision now while this issue is before the board, rather than put them off and make them wait for an additional decision during the budget process. Let's just create a little efficiency here, make a decision right now.
All right, any further discussion from the board on the amendment? Seeing none, roll call on the amendment.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
No.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Cross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Upstain.
Leahy.
No.
Caesar.
No.
Thompson.
Yes.
Udo.
No.
Jefferson.
No.
Five yay, five nay, one abstention.
Back to the original motion.
Back to the original motion.
Mr. Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to, so the record of this meeting is clear, the package that the board is going to vote on, since it wasn't read into the record, just want to point out that it is available on the screen in the room so the public can see exactly what the board is voting on.
Thank you, Mr. Newman. Right. Any further comments from directors on items 6A through G? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Gaff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Finette.
Yes.
And Sher.
Yes.
Motion carries 11.
That completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to 9C, the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be it resolved, minutes of the April 12, 2016 meeting of the FDL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, RFP for auditing services. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a contract for funding services for, with HSMC Horizon for fiscal year 2016 through 2020. Subject approval as informed by legal counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abstain.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Thompson Creek Levy Improvement Project, Ricky Inc., right-of-way purchase agreement. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Ricky Inc. for 0.306 acres of Tract 1 permanent levy easement for the Thompson Creek Levy Improvement Project for the purchase price not to exceed $3,060, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approved the form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Gaff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 11 yes.
Accounts over 110% Elkhorn River 243 Professional Services. Recommendation that the account number 01035474400 string bank Stabilization Professional Services be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget amount. I so move.
Motion on the table once again. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? None. Roll call on the motion.
Ross.
No.
Gaff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 10-1.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Director Teaser. Moving right along to item 10, Treasurer's Report, Dr. John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of items 10A through 10I inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody that would, from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call, please.
Gaff.
Yeah.
Leahy.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Okay.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Motion carries 9A, 1A, and 1
abstention. Moving on to agenda item 11, legal update. Mr. Newman.
Just a very brief update for the board. In the four Calhoun lawsuits, four Calhoun has now moved to dismiss all four of the lawsuits, and I did file the motion to dismiss our counterclaim. The judge has ruled on granted dismissal in two of the cases. I expect him to do the same here in the next couple of days on the remaining two.
Excellent.
Great.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 12, chairperson's report. 12A, appointment of ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee for the West Papio Trail, Giles Road to Millard. For that subcommittee, we'll have Director Bonnet as the chairman, John Conley, Tim Fowler, Patrick Leahy, Jim Thompson, and then Fred Conley as the alternate. And then agenda item 12B, the NRD Annual Washington, D.C. Conference. I had the pleasure of going to Washington, D.C. with Director Jim Thompson last month. And during that time, we had quite a few speakers that we had the pleasure of learning quite a bit from. The highlight for me probably came from getting to meet with at the offices of Adrian Smith and Brad Ashford to go over projects that we're looking to do. John Winkler was there with us, and he was able to present to them the study that performed floods that occurred in Ames, Iowa, and how they would impact our local metro area and the things that we could do, the projects that could be done to help prevent and alleviate the damage from that. So that is now in their ears, so hopefully we will get some cooperation from them moving forward, and through the discussions with the other elected officials, they did recognize how important the work that we were doing was with the levees down there off at Air Force Base. With that, I will turn over to Director Thompson to go over some of the finer points of the conference.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When I go to these things, and I've done it a couple times over my tenure here, it's always good to hear firsthand from the folks who live and breathe in Washington. I don't know how they survive, but they got, for example, the National Corn Growers Association, the Executive Vice President, the Manager of Regulatory Affairs, National Groundwater Association, Department of the Interior, Natural Resource Conservation Service, a lot of heavy-duty folks that we have an opportunity to hear firsthand some of the things they said. I couldn't begin to summarize from these high officials in the different organizations what they said. A couple of good points, though. Chris Polly, who's the Water Strategies LLC executive director, been writing about water for 25 years, I think. Talked about the waters of the United States and so on, and how groundwater, as we get more aware of groundwater and surface water connection, how can the door be open to give federal oversight for groundwater? And it's pretty damn scary when he poses that question, in my opinion. Bad enough, the surface water that the EPA, for example, which had been, that deal's been thrown out. But that was... we got to do what we can to make sure the feds don't reach too far. One of the speakers is pretty sad. I won't even mention his name. I mean, my God, you get paid that much and you couldn't follow your slideshow? It was pretty bad. That was a low light of the conference.
That was second director Thompson's comments on that.
My gosh. The regional director of NRCS was there, along with Craig Dickerson, our Nebraska guy, and good perspective overall perspective of what's happening in D.C. Kept talking about soil health management. That's another term that we talk about, dirt, but really there's a concept of soil health management. Matter of fact, they're going to create a new position, establish a new position of that. In NRCS, just to address soil health management as an important element of what we do in the egg business, the egg world.
Did you know that?
American Farm Bureau Federation talked about food security and food safety, not necessarily an NRD thing, but the Vermont law that had a deadline July 1st that food must contain labeled GMO or not. They won't allow it in Vermont. And genetically modified food, corn and all that, which I don't know how much percentage is already genetically modified. That didn't pass now, so I guess what's happening is I think Volunteer General Mills, for example, of Minnesota is now voluntarily labeling all their food if it's genetically modified. Products, and it's whether it's there's no scientific study that
that GMO products mess up our bodies, but there's certainly a lot of talk about it. We heard a little bit of it there in D.C. Good time to see, like I said, firsthand, and nice to see the presenters first spend a half hour with us as a group of the NRD representatives from Nebraska. Senator Ben Sasse, being a youngster in the NDC, I wasn't aware that he was only two United States senators that never held public office. But he talked about the violation of our security, and Rick Fowler can probably relate to this more than anything, that the Pentagon's computer got tapped, alleged to be by the Chinese, and all those with top security clearance, China's got the data. So what they do with it, I don't know. And you don't have to tell me. But, I left there thinking, that's some big issues for not only the United States as a country, but the world. And we come back to Omaha, we got a little $20,000 problems here. But it's all one pitch, one big picture, that we got to do what we can for the good of the cause. So that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Thompson. All right, moving right along to 13. General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I've forwarded everyone an article that was in, wasn't in today's paper, but it was online. Wednesday, Senator Fisher and the Secretary of the Air Force officially announced the approval and signed off on the runway repaving at Offutt. So hats off to this board, obviously. That is a huge announcement, obviously, for the base, not only for Bellevue and Omaha, but obviously for the state of Nebraska. So we appreciate everyone that helped us with that. I likened our effort to the offensive lineman. We cleared the path, and then we let the quarterback and the running back score the touchdown. So they had their announcement today, or Wednesday. So,
so the Air Force is
appropriate. How soon appropriate. Did you expect us to see some physical construction on the runway?
It looked like they were anticipating within the next year or two. Right now, the biggest issue they have to decide is the extent of the repaving. And that will be they're pushing to make it even a more extensive effort than what they originally planned. And the thing that they're working now is the operation of where they're going to move the planes and personnel while that goes on. So that's the only thing that's left up for debate. But everything else is forward, so.
John, to piggyback on that, this goes down to BRAC because with the present budget constraints, they're obviously looking at other bases to close, and ones that have worn down runways and are just not that functional, they're going to close them. That's why this is such a big win. It'll keep Offutt running for many, many, many years. So if they shut those down, do they move that air wing or that guard wing or whatever? They are looking at even increasing Offutt to become a big hub because it's in the south of the United States, great for transportation and so forth. So it could be anything from fighters to bombers. So they're looking at every ounce of money savings for the military, and does it make strategic sense? So that's what they're deliberating, trying to figure out right now.
Okay. The information education report is attached for your review for March. Personnel miscellaneous items, Seth Bloom, Survey and AutoCAD Tech, and Chuck Whelan, our Lance Stewart, have been promoted to full-time employment status, and both of them do an outstanding job, and their knowledge and efforts will be greatly appreciated as a full-time employee. The district's Health, Safety, and Wellness Committee hosted a warm-up spring soup lunch. This was attended by all the in-house agencies. As part of the event, we did a canned food drive for the Tri-City Food Pantry, and special thanks to Nicole, Gustin, the committee members, Mike Grube, Austin Hill, Lori Laster, Randy Lee, and Deb Ward for all their help organizing that. Also, we will be recognized at the Greater Omaha Chapter of the National Safety Council Awards Luncheon on May 25th, receiving one of the Nebraska's Safest Companies Award. I'd like to acknowledge again the work of our Safety and Wellness Committee Coordinator, Nicole Gust. You have it a busy month. And members of the Safety Committee, Mike Grube, Austin Hill, Lori Laster, Randy Lee, Pat McAvoy, DJ Reese, and Deb Ward. Also, you received this via email, and then also in your packet, we hosted the second annual 5K NERD Fun Run. That was on Saturday, April 9th. It was sunny but a little chilly. We raised over $4,150 for the NARD Foundation. And so Dean obviously was very pleased with that. So he sent out this nice newsletter to recognize the district's effort. Again, Nicole was instrumental in organizing that. Randy Lee and Tom Pleiss and Gene and a number of the park staff, and they're listed here in the nice picture up front, Emmett, that volunteered and helped coordinate that on April 9th. So I wanted to thank them for all their efforts in doing that. It's a great cause, and so it was a very successful event. Mayor Sanders, I'd like to thank her. She was kind of our guest of honor. She ran in it, and so we'd like to thank her for attending. Also, we'd like to thank the NRD volunteers for the e-waste collections that was held from April 5th through April 7th. They collected 64,460 pounds. And so that was, those electronic items will be recycled by Secure Recyclers in Lincoln. And the funding for the collection obviously was assisted by the Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality. Also, as part of the report is the report on purchases of construction services, professional services, personal property, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel for March. The Pinyon Creek Watershed Partnership was canceled on March 24th, the next meeting scheduled for April 28th, 2016. If you look at the upcoming calendar, we have a conflict with the primary in the subcommittee meeting on May 10th. The idea was to meet downstairs in the small conference room if we were going to have that subcommittee on that night. It looks like we are only hosting two precincts for voting this year, so I don't know what the crowd will be like, but it has been brought up that maybe we would like to move the subcommittee date to another night. Most likely it'd be Monday or Wednesday. I don't know. What's the thought of the board? In either one we could handle.
What about Monday?
Monday. Is that a motion?
I don't think there's a need to actually move it. Right. Two precincts?
Well, a few of the directors feel that it would be beneficial. From past experience being here, one night myself attempting to vote and get to the meeting as well, I showed up like 2 hours early and still showed up to about an hour and a half late to the meeting itself. So there's some value in that. Are there any directors that would like to make a motion to move next month's subcommittee meeting to either Monday or Wednesday?
I made a motion on Monday.
On the 9th.
Second.
We have a motion by Director Fred Connolly and a second by Director Teaser. Any discussion from the public, staff, or further discussion from directors?
It would be an opportunity, Mr. Chairman, to get voters in, you know, invite them in to sit and listen.
True.
What date are you asking again?
May 9th.
May 9th. Monday, May 9th. All right. Director John Conley.
In respect to the directors that are up for election who may want to be other places that night, working up to the last minute, I'm going to support it.
I would agree. Any further discussion from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Gap.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
And that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Moving right along to item 14, informational items.
I got a question. I believe it was Tuesday was the water conference had a meeting regarding nitrates in uranium. Did anybody attend that conference?
I don't think so.
No. Which one was it?
About nitrates in uranium.
UNL's Water Center.
No, I don't believe any of our staff.
I saw it, but
unless somebody,
I didn't go.
No, we did not.
Is there a way to get a presentation?
The Water Center conducted it, so you'd have to ask them what they have. It might be available online if you go to the UNL website.
I tried to find previous ones and I didn't see it on there.
Okay. Maybe you'd have to submit a request.
All right. Informational items. Earth Day is this weekend. It's being celebrated at Elmwood Park this weekend.
it's always worthwhile going, so hopefully we'll see a few of you down there. Other than that, our next board meeting is right here on May 12th, next month. So with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you. Personal items that you want.